Turning to sports now on 88.5 KNKX, Richard Sherman is now a free agent. The Seahawks have officially released the star cornerback, but also let him know they'd be interested in re-signing him. Sherman's release capped a busy week for sports news in Seattle. Ichiro Suzuki returned to the Mariners, and Michael Bennett was traded from the Seahawks to the Eagles. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the implications of those two moves. Art, let's start with Ichiro's surprising return.
I didn't see that one coming, and I don't think anybody else in Seattle did. And I'm sure this is a pleasant thing for fans of Ichiro who want to take their kids and say, hey, this is a future Hall of Famer, and here he is in Seattle again. But I don't think it's pleasing a whole lot of the fan base from the standpoint of those who think it's time for the Mariners to get back to the playoffs. Now, I understand that Ichiro's return is a temporary hire, a one-year deal, because there's emergency shortcomings in the outfield. They have injuries to Ben Gamel and also Mitch Haniger. But this is a temp thing, a patch. The thing that I think bothers most fans, and certainly looking at it from my perspective, how in the heck do the Mariners not have a young outfielder who can come up for 2 or 3 weeks until Gamel gets healthy? I can understand not wanting to bring in a veteran guy like 33-year-old Melky Cabrera for big money and big years, but Ichiro, geez, he's 44, and it seems like a marketing thing. It seems like more bobbleheads and more T-shirts, and that's not where the Mariners want to be right now, is evoking the old stereotype of the previous regime of trying to do anything to get fans in the seats and not putting competitive urgency at the top.
We'd be remiss not to mention that Ichiro's first year in Seattle was the last year they made the playoffs.
Exactly.
2001.
Yes, 2001, and it's been 17 years here now, and Ichiro has had that one playoff experience with Seattle, and now he's talking very fondly about returning. But he didn't have any other offers, and so this was going to be it, and he loves coming back to Seattle. So good for him. I don't know what we can say about the Mariners' competitiveness.
So let's switch from who's returning to Seattle to who's leaving, with the Seahawks trading Michael Bennett to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that was less of a surprise that he'd be traded. It, certainly the Eagles were not rumored to be active in the hunt, but it made a lot of sense for them because they needed pass rushers, and Michael Bennett is 33 and played through a lot of painful injuries last year to his foot and knee, and he got in 85% of the snaps. That shows you how valuable he was. He got 8.5 sacks, 24 quarterback hits, still a good player, but the Seahawks are in a real bind right now because they have a lot of aging, expensive veterans, some of whom are hurt, like Bennett, and they have to move on to get younger and cheaper on their roster. Bennett was the first casualty, and I think we're going to be seeing some more. It's going to be at least as dramatic among players as it was with the Seahawks coaches, and they have 6 new coaches. I could see as many as 10 new starters among the 22 on the Seahawks next year, and we're just at the beginning of a complete transformation.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.